People, possible, but I'm not really sure how it breaks down as a dialectic. What I've got currently is a dn squared in a quadratic in relation to a fourth order, second order equation. A 1 over a parabola. And then a descendancy backpacked under equivalent balance with bias, proration and switch, Toffoli, universal switchability to signal passover in freedom in hair log, a 1 over float in photonic, emission to transportive absorption. Hence, when there are two frequencies, they compunctially amount to one frequency in the intercessorial channel. When there are two frequencies in the intercessorial channel, there are two frequencies in the main modality of the transportive transmissible potential. Hence, it is doubled back of a kind of switch that is power encoded of a non-commutative basis, meaning you prorate it to what it will be and you bring it back, it does not remain the same. But even though that's being said, at the same time, you turn the switch around, you say, if I pass an A or a B, it will not turn on. And you say, no, not to any pulse width. But when I only pass B, if I pass A and B, it will not. You pass B, it does. You pass A, it does not. Of one way, of the other way, you pass A and B, it does. You pass B, it does not. You pass A, it does not. So it is double backed within its own vacuum. It is a one-way reliable switch in the Toffoli gate, but meanwhile that's switchable in the bias of the cell. So I have a tandem operative switch that can count, like in a counter, apportioned for a water clock, counting stones that are rolling down a level. That has to do with water fluidic flow. The base pulse width modulation remains of an L1 and L2, L1 within the cavity of the L2. And essentially what it is of this fourth order, that remains of a higher phase of voltage gain, but smaller amplitude. Hence you face a thermal vacuity, to which it fills the vacuum from within with an L1 with respect to ultra auxiliary outwards and L2. So this prioritizes at a lock and engage syndrome. It remains locked and on when you merely gone with B in the forward and or you've passed A and B backward. At the transportive reflection, that locus, there's a computation for what is in roughly the dn, the phase amplitude, in a quotient and a kind of monic, in a proportion, whether or not that proportion is over 50% or not, it accounts to acuity in A and or B, but not B alone, given the switchoverability. The co-adoptive is basically a Bayesian chain, A dependent on B and C by conditional, and not a strictly preceded characteristic of B. It remains a semi-quobal open arc of a portion of a moon disk.